It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store here in Mobile at 558 St. Francis Street. And also in Montgomery at 8009 Vaughan Road. And we're also located in Daphne at 25935 Friendship Road. And you can find all the same quality products in all three stores, educated staff, single serving samples, and really great competitive prices, and the best smokable flower in the state of Alabama. We carry local and stuff from all over the country, and we get to work with some of the best brands and the best farms, and we're real proud of that. So we're Alabama's original CBD store and original CBD educators. And so we'll hope you'll come to see us. I know some of you listen to the show and haven't made the trip down to any of the stores yet. You're still checking us out, making sure we're legit. And so we hope to see you soon. Tonight we're going to be giving away some prizes by our brand that we're featuring tonight, Tonic CBD. We have five flight kits. These are a 5 milliliter serving of each of the products that Tonic CBD makes. One of our very best sellers from day one, Tonic Chill, OG, Flex, Grounded, and the little small sample size of the Chronic Tonic Roller, which is one of my favorite topicals. And it's valued at $50. So it gives you a chance to try each of the products from Tonic, and it comes in a cute little box with an explanation of everything that comes in the flight kit. And so what we want you to do is email us. We may not have time for calls tonight. We got a lot to talk about. But if you'll email us at info@cannabama.com and mention that you heard us on the show, Sweet Home Cannabama, on 106.5, and use the term flight kit. Say, I want a flight kit. And we will be drawing five winners for that. So check that out. Tonic, like I said, was one of my very first brands to bring on board, and I read an article about the founder and was fascinated, and she and I hit it off right away, so she's going to be on the second half of the show tonight to talk to us about how her products are relevant to the topic that we are starting with. Last week, I introduced Cal Etheridge and Albert Terry of Community Action Organizers. Cannabama is partnering with them and the city of Pritchard to bring awareness to domestic violence. We want to tonight delve into that, talk about what domestic violence actually is, because I've learned a few things. It's not just, necessarily physical violence, and it's not just necessarily between, romantic relationship partners. Mm-hmm. There are lots of different forms. We've seen some pretty violent familial happenings lately in the news, and we'll probably touch on that between mother and son, parent and child. You know, that's as volatile a relationship as any marriage. Sometimes, as a parent, I can say that it tests you just as much. And children are the most susceptible victims of domestic violence because they don't have a choice in who their family is, where they live, who takes care of them, and where they sleep at night. So we're going to be talking with Calla and Albert about that, and then later on in the show we'll talk to Brittany Carbone, who is the founder and CEO of Tonic CBD. So I want to jump right in here, Calla. And
hey.
Welcome to the show.
It's always a pleasure.
First, we want to mention that this Saturday is the Women's March in Mobile. It's a national Women's March. Lots and lots of cities, especially major cities in the U.S., will be having women's marches. And so ours is this Saturday, October 17th at 2 o'clock in Memorial Park in Mobile. So we're expecting a pretty good arrangement of events, and
it was really
speakers.
Really good in 2018. I got to take that was my first women's march in 2018, and I was just sticking my toe in the water of politics, and so I got to see it from a whole different perspective.
right.
on how women came together, and they are the, I hate to say it, but women are the backbones of most successful movements, and
right.
we are the mesh that holds everything together. But, you know, behind, you know, it's like that saying, behind every strong man is a strong woman, but it takes a strong woman to be able to push a movement like this. And I'm so honored to be the MC of this Women's March. It's so exciting.
Well,
I get to introduce a lot of great
people. I think
behind
every strong woman is a group of strong women.
Yeah, hey, I like know? That. I like
mean,
that.
Seriously.
We need to reiterate that.
Well, it's 2020. We need to step up our game with
right.
the cliches. You know, we see a lot of strong women, you know, in society these days. And even if you don't agree with everything that person stands for, you can agree that it takes a whole lot of something
right.
to get ahead and to be influential in any arena, whether it's politics, you
Definitely.
Know, business, you know, entrepreneurship, entertainment even. Women are the decision makers in the home for the most part, you know.
Right.
Any home where there's
we
a woman
the nation.
And children.
So we right. make great politicians and, unfortunately, bad ones too. But,
right.
you know, I think that's why coming on the show and talking about the Women's March is really important, because we definitely want to clear the air and make sure people understand this is a peaceful protest. We're not going to be, you know, trying to, even though it's going to be a march for feminists, and you got men out there that support women just as much as women support women.
Right.
You have men that only have daughters. You know, you have men that understand that they came from their mother, and they have aunts and grandmothers and a whole family of people. And, you know, I think this is just important. And I think everybody should just go for the experience at Memorial Park. I think it's going to be a different atmosphere. I'm so grateful. The handmaids, the Coalition of the South Alabama Handmaids are going to be there, and you know they got recognized on a national level.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I think that, like I said before, when you support a movement that is all about women, you know, even if you don't always line up with everything that everyone believes, you can still be a part, because we're not all going to agree, but we can agree that women should be celebrated.
Right.
Women should be supported. Women should have equal opportunities. You know, women should be given the same pay and the same space in industry. I know in the cannabis industry, women are very much a minority. And
they're going to have some fire under them on this march, because, you know, with the current things in the administration, with Ms. Ruth Badger Ginsburg, you know, passing away, and Trump trying to fill her seat right away, that's something that we definitely are under fire for. So
yeah, I am glad that he's starting with another woman. There should definitely be a female voice in all areas of politics,
right?
Because the family and women's rights should definitely be,
and we don't want to lose our voice. So that's why
right.
this is the most monumental election that we've had thus far, because women's voice now matters. Of course, you can see who Biden's secondary is. So, you know, Biden-Harris, that's what we're going for. So that's we're at the point now where we just want to get the message out. It's going to be a day of peace, but also understanding and a charge to take for everybody to go home and get some understanding, go out and vote. We're going to have voter registration there, going to have different organizations. Cannabama's going to have a table.
Yes, we're going to do some giveaways and
yeah, they're going to do some giveaways. Poor People's Campaign, a lot of political figures are going to be there also. But it's not about politics. It's all about the voice of the people and the women that are behind the movements here. And so,
right. And one of the key issues that always needs to be at the forefront of our mind is domestic violence.
Right.
Women are primarily, women and children are the victims in those situations.
Absolutely.
And it's not.
And the Penelope House will be there with
right.
the table as well. So
and
that's, you'll get your resources.
It's not a rich or poor or black or white or
right.
educated or not issue. Women are victims of domestic violence on every level of society and in every corner. And we want to bring some awareness to that and try to give out resources, which we'll have, again, on the website and
yeah.
on the Facebook page.
And they have a page on Facebook for the Mobile Women's March and organized by Mary Hickman. And if you have any questions, her information is out there. If you want to take part, if you want to volunteer, you know, go ahead and shoot us an email. You know, you can even email it to info@canabama, since she's going to be a part of it. We'll be ready.
Yep. And when we come back, we'll talk to Albert more about what domestic violence is and how it causes PTSD, among other health problems. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, owner of Canabama, the CBD store in Mobile, Montgomery, and we have a store in Daphne also. We've been talking with Calla about the Women's March and leading into our topic for tonight, which is domestic violence awareness. And we also have Albert Terry. Albert, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Albert and Calla are both in the Community Action Organizers, and you guys started that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we
are the founders.
Yeah, so that the Community Action Organizers, Canabama and the City of Pritchard, are bringing awareness to domestic violence. So we're going to get right into this real quick. Let's define what is considered domestic violence.
Oh, yes, and it's an important thing to talk about, of course, with October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and also this thing affecting millions of people all over the country.
Right.
You know, there are stats from the CDC that keep track of this thing. They keep a running study studying domestic violence among couples. And latest stats show that 1 in 4 women and 1 out of 10 men report intimate partner violence or some sort of abuse.
Right.
And another stat, 43 million women and 38 million men reports psychological abuse alone. 81 right. million people combined. That's almost
a staggering amount of people.
Yes, and I bet you it's more because a lot of men don't report domestic violence.
Well, oh, absolutely.
I bet there's plenty of women don't either.
Right.
Especially women in prominence, I think.
Yeah.
The ones that are you would least likely suspect would be willing to put up with it.
Right.
You'd be surprised what people live with day to day.
Well, yeah, that's the importance there. It reaches so many levels and across all lines of society and
right.
all for so many similar reasons. And, of course, the types, you know, speak more to that. Of course, there's, you know, when you hear domestic violence, a lot of people associate that with physical abuse,
right.
which is a big part of it, of course. But, of course, that also takes form in, you know, financial, economic exploitation, controlling a partner's finances, their income, affecting their ability to make income, even stealing their belongings or
right.
exercising control.
Limiting
over
access to their assets.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. That's a big thing there. Of course, there's sexual abuse of violence.
And right.
of course,
even within relationships.
Well, yeah.
Definitely
I mean, yeah. Rape is rape.
Exactly. Yeah. Consent is consent, relationship or not.
Yeah.
And then there's psychological abuse. You know, we talked about stalking, manipulation. You know,
gaslighting,
exactly. Making somebody feel like they don't have a choice but to accept the behavior if this is the best they're going to get.
Right,
right.
And of course, psychological abuse really kind of touches on the past three things I named.
Right. It all has a psychological component.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that psychological component, as well as the physical stress, you know, that brings about health issues like PTSD, depression, and anxiety.
Right,
just
right.
Just the stress alone causes, you know, inflammation in the body. It causes chemical reactions that cause inflammation. And inflammation alone is a source of a lot of,
everything.
Or contributed to a lot
everything.
Of mental
all
and physical
pain and
issues.
All disease. That's one thing we teach at Canabama.
Stress builds
it
mucus
is
in
rooted.
The body and makes you sick. And stress will kill you.
Right, it
me.
Will. It will. It will. Definitely. I know that the science says that when you are in a traumatic situation, especially repeatedly, there's that dump of cortisol, and I've talked about this a million times, that dump of cortisol, the stress hormone, and the adrenaline rush, that's your fight-or-flight reflex, to give you that extra human strength to either fight for your life or run for your life. And a lot of times, especially with emotional, psychological, financial abuse, the things that aren't physical.
Right.
Where you can live through it. You might not be sane, but you can live through it. It has just as much a toll on that fight or flight. And if you're not running or fighting, that buildup of cortisol and adrenaline, you know, it has to burn off somehow in the body, and it ends up causing an excess of inflammation. It
now, also, isn't cortisol the same thing that is released when you're about to, like, die?
Like, well, cortisol is your stress hormone. Anytime you're under duress.
So how many times can a body release that much without it, like, building up and it just, like, exploding? Well,
and the inflammation that it causes sort of, it sort of kicks into this imbalance of your brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. And you become depressed. You become anxious. You start having trouble sleeping. And you become afraid of things that normal people aren't afraid of.
Right.
You know, you get to a point where you're anxious to go home if you leave the house at all. Because you never know what, you know, type of mood that your partner's going to be in. Never know what to expect. And it takes a mental and emotional toll. And then that manifests itself as mental health issues such as PTSD, which is what survivors end up with, along with the buildup of inflammation that causes immune system haywire. You know, the there's a study I was talking to Albert about in Stanford Medical did a study, and I've talked about this on the show before. They surveyed women in a study of fibromyalgia and migraines at Stanford University. And they found in the high 90 percentile rate that every one of these women had experienced either a sexual assault, been in an abusive relationship as a child or as an adult, or had some other extreme trauma that resulted in PTSD, or like me, complex trauma syndrome, multiple PTSD-inducing traumas throughout life.
And that's me, too. And yeah. In Canabama, for these listeners out here, I can just say that Canabama has truly, truly helped my PTSD. I put the bottle down and for Canabama to help me out. I met Jennifer, and she gave me the best tinctures that I could take and put it under my tongue. I could be in a full panic attack, and it's something about the oil. Once it soaks in, it just, like, chills the body out.
Well, it's something that people just don't realize that they need it. That their body's missing it. There's a deficiency. And that's another thing that we like to teach people is these are chemicals your body makes and uses. And when it's used up, you have to replenish it.
Right.
And it's been part of the human diet for all of recorded history. And then it wasn't.
But I think women, we exude so much, like, we have to be strong that sometimes we ignore that sign, that signal that's saying, hey, you're about to crash out, like,
right,
you need to do something. And I think that's where a lot of these situations come in.
And without a lot of guidance, too, we turn to things that we think will help us cope. For me, I accidentally discovered that my overwhelming sense of grief and the muscle memory and my pain in my arms, and it's just like this, it was like a loud hum in the back of my brain that wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And when I took a pain pill for a neck injury, it stopped. And I didn't understand that if you do this again, you could become an addict. I didn't understand you could be an addict with something from your doctor. And,
right.
And that's how I became an addict. And it was, there was no opioid crisis.
The big pharma industry is responsible for more addictions in the United States right now than the average drug dealer on the street, okay?
And well, we all, so many people that do heroin and meth start with pills.
I think that's why this awareness is so vital. All these things, as shocking as they sound, everything we just said, you know, again, the stats and everything.
It's,
you know,
domestic, it's terribly violence, common.
And all these other stresses, right, you know, exceedingly common. And, you know, these are just basic life needs.
Yeah, because we haven't even went in. Next week, we're going to go into detail on, we're going to get the county percentages of Mobile County and focus on, like, the actual what's being reported, the hot spots, the areas. Now, that's when it's going to get a little tougher to talk about, because that's when it's going to hit home. Because we're talking about your neighbors. We're talking about the people around you.
The stuff that these people can't really ignore. Yeah.
Right. And we don't have a lot of outlets. Like, thank God for the Penelope House and businesses such as yourself, like Canabama, that can help people cope with what they're going through, because even cutting on the television today, watching TV can be an emotional trigger because of all of what's going on in the world, and it's causing a whole different type of stress that we've never even experienced before. I know growing up, I never, you know, would even imagine cutting on the TV and getting so stressed out, I want to flip my whole TV off the stand, you know?
Right. No, but that's where we are. I have a cousin who struggles with severe anxiety, and the mention of the word terrorist, and she's like checking her locks and hyperventilating and gets whelps. You know, she has some severe anxiety. And, you know, conventional medicine's answer to that is Xanax. And she does not want to be impaired.
Yeah.
You know, she does not want to be impaired. And it's a blessing to be able to offer something that people can use that's effective, that's natural, and that helps them to cope from that. If you can balance the brain chemistry, which is incredibly simple for what a huge headache it is to throw things like an SSRI or a benzodiazepine, you're, like I always say, you're killing an ant with a sledgehammer. It's overkill. Right. You know, the problem is imbalance in the first place. You can't throw a huge torpedo of one thing at the brain chemistry and think the body's going to respond well. It's not.
Because everybody's chemical imbalance is not like everybody else's. So a doctor having one medication for all different types of PTSD and bipolar disorders and sleep deprivations, insomnia, is not the solution. Because my body is not going to be the same as somebody else's body. So we shouldn't be on the same medication.
There's so many factors. When we come back in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Brittany Carbone of Tonic CBD because one of her flagship products has been a godsend to Cannabama and one we rely on heavily in situations of anxiety, insomnia, and PTSD. There's even a certain elected official that may or may not use it for insomnia.
Shout out.
And get a lot of really good results. I've heard some good feedback. But I know I've used it. I've given it to my kids.
I've used it.
And so many people use it, from adults to you know, small kids that have really bad mental health issues. And it's sad to say that with the food and the vaccines and the drugs, I mean, it's happening younger and younger. But when we come back, we'll talk to Brittany Carbone and talk about Tonic CBD.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host. If you would like to try some of the products from Tonic CBD, we are giving away 5 flight kits. These are 5 milliliter sample sizes of all of the tinctures and one of the topical rollers. And it's valued at $50. And so if you will email info@cannabama.com and let us know that you heard us on the radio and say, I want a flight kit. And we're going to pick 5 winners from that group. And you can pick them up at the store or we will mail them to you, whichever you prefer.
You better woo me in this email because I'm probably going to be the one, you know, answering the email. So...
So I want to welcome our guest, Brittany Carbone. She's the founder and CEO of Tonic CBD and co-founder of Tricola Farms and Bardo Labs. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brittany.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad to finally have you on the show. And what a special show to talk about women's issues such as domestic violence. So we're really glad to have your input here tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very honored to have this conversation with you. You know, I've been working together for a long time. I'm, you know, lucky enough to be one of the, you know, the inaugural brands in Cannabama. And, you know, ever since then, well over a year now, we've been,
it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years now.
To have this conversation with you.
Yeah, it's been 2 years because I think my first month or two in is I read that article about you and I called the number. And or I inquired online and you called me like yourself.
Yep.
I felt so special.
Yeah, well,
that's how people feel when they call you.
Yep. It was just about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, around this time, and I mean that. I was really the only one working, so I would be the only one answering the emails. I was the lone employee of Tonic.
You did everything.
I was doing everything.
CEE, chief executive everything.
I love it. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah. So let's get right into this. Tell us, okay, we want to focus on Chill Tonic.
Right.
You have OG Tonic, Flex, Grounded, the Chronic Tonic Roller, which is one of my favorite things ever. But the Chill Tonic in particular has been a huge success for us. Tell me what makes Chill Tonic different than other CBD oils, because we talk about it and I list these ingredients. I hear my employees list them and I've looked at what they are. But I'd like to hear you explain it to us. What makes Chill Tonic different?
So basically it comes down to the adaptogenic and herbal ingredients that we use in combination with the CBD. So CBD does an amazing job at creating balance, like you guys were talking about before, creating that balance in your body and kind of hitting the reset button on your stress response, your inflammatory response, all these things, right? But the light bulb moment for me came when I really connected the dots of how your endocannabinoid system works and how CBD works within that endocannabinoid system, right, that big regulator in all of our bodies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I started to draw the parallels between that and how more traditional adaptogens that I was using, I was working as a personal trainer and a health coach at the time before I started Tonic.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started using CBD for my own use, for my own anxiety and depression, and, I was having trouble coping, and cannabis was something I always turned to, but I needed something that was workday friendly, right?
So, right.
So these adaptogens I was using, it got me some of the way, but it didn't get me all the way to where I needed to be, right?
Right.
So ashwagandha was something that I always kind of kept in my routine, something that I very frequently recommended to clients because, like you were saying, everybody needs help with their stress response, maybe on varying levels, but we're all just really stressed out,
Especially the last 6 months.
Right.
Exactly. So once I started to try CBD, this was like in 2016, so it was really before there's a lot of information out there. I was actually really shocked at how well it worked, right? And this is somebody who's I was a cannabis user for 10 years at the time, and I was very shocked at how well CBD worked. But it was really, like I said, that moment of connecting the dots between how similar the other adaptogens that, are more accepted and common and that I've already been using. And that's really the idea that they're all working towards the same goal, but taking different pathways to get there. So, while CBD regulates certain bodily functions and certain systems to, like you were saying, with serotonin and everything like that, it really helps to fine-tune the actions at those points in your body that can really make or break your kind of anxiety and stress response. And then, ashwagandha and is going to be controlling your cortisol levels. Like you said, the cortisol dump is, such a taxing thing on your body, which it's necessary for survival, but it's not necessary for or not helpful when it's chronically elevated, right? So ashwagandha can help to regulate that. So they're both working towards these same goals, but doing them differently, right? And then once you bring in lemon balm and passion flower, that's really what makes chill like the – what makes it chill, really.
Right.
What really brings that extra, relaxation benefit to it. Like, it's really all about regulating your GABA levels. So GABA, something like cortisol, for example, you can think of as, an excitatory or, the gas pedal of the body, right? Something
that.
Like that or
that fight or flight.
Your adrenaline. Exactly, exactly. So that's, the gas pedal. Something like GABA, that's like your body's brake pedal. So we often need to regulate the levels of that in our system to allow our nervous system to stop firing at 100 miles per hour, right?
Right.
So your nervous system needs to be able to take a break. And, we've all had that experience of trying to go to sleep at night, and as soon as you rest your head on the pillow, the thoughts go nonstop, your body won't relax, or you're suffering from PTSD, like that might just happen in reaction to a trigger, right? Like, and it's just
stop talking about me right now.
You can't control that.
Yeah.
And so, you need to be able to pump the brakes in those situations, and that's exactly what the GABA can help you do. And lemon balm and passion flower, that's what they're really known for, and what they really bring to this formulation is that ability for your body to regulate GABA, which is something that, like benzos, sleeping pills, They do the same thing, but they do it. I think you like really explained that perfectly, Jennifer. It's just like they are trying to kill an ant with a sledgehammer. Like it's overkill, and you know it doesn't teach your body how to do it itself. And that's really the key with these more, you know, natural and kind of, you know, more gentle kind of therapies, is that it teaches your body how to do this on its own. That's the really amazing thing about CBD, is like the plasticity that the endocannabinoid system allows. It actually allows your body to learn and to adapt. And, you know,
right. And that's why when you stop taking something like an SSRI, it's a terrible conversion, because your brain has gotten so used to being hijacked. And it's like a lazy kid that you suddenly decide at 12 years old you're going to make them clean their room. It's going to be a fight.
Right.
You know, you can't discipline something.
And explain SSRI for the listeners out there. Just
the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Those are like Lexapro, Zoloft, Prozac.
Right.
They increase serotonin levels. You know, I always say you may not feel sad anymore, but you don't feel anything else either, and it makes you numb, and it even dampens your sex drive and things like that. Which, you know, if you think depression affects your marriage, that will just as badly,
right?
You know,
right.
It kind of sucks the joy out of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the brain, and I know when it comes to things like opiates, which I have a lot of experience with, your brain takes 2 years minimum to function on its own. If all you're doing is taking that away, the brain takes a long time to recover from that.
Right.
And CBD, you know, especially broad spectrum and full spectrum, they give your brain the nutrition that it needs. And then it activates that endocannabinoid system, which I always like to explain is like the conductor of the orchestra. The instruments get out of tune, and the musicians are falling asleep, and the music doesn't sound right, and it's a terrible experience, and it starts to break down. It's the conductor's job to get those people awake and tune their instruments and get everyone on the same page, and then the body is made to heal itself.
Right.
And then the music is beautiful again.
Beautiful.
So
you were just talking about that on your Facebook page yesterday.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you can follow Cannabama's Facebook page and get updates on this education, because this is important.
Well, and what you just said, Brittany, about lowering cortisol and raising the GABA levels is another level of understanding, because the way you described it, the gas and the brakes, that's really good. And I'm always looking for simple ways like that to sort of explain why it is that it works the way it does. Because people will come back and say, I don't know why, but this is the best thing I've ever used. And so anytime you can simplify it and sort of make it easy to digest, because most of us don't, you know, I never heard of GABA until I started selling these products. And you know, what you said about CBD being the overall regulator, but using the ashwagandha, the lemon balm, the passion flower, the black seed oil, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 punch. You know, it's like it laser focuses what you need the CBD to do the most,
right,
and really gets to the heart of the issue, because it is very easy to get the brain chemistry off balance.
Right.
But it is magically simple to get it back on track. And the reason I say killing an ant with a sledgehammer is because, sure, the ant's dead, but the sidewalk's busted up, and there's water spewing into the air, and now somebody's tripped and broke their face. And, you know, when you could just reach down with what you have, you know, your fingers, and squish the ant.
Right.
And no one else has to break their face.
I call it the snowball effect of, of problems, because, like, you
and
know.
And that goes right into all the after effects of medications and
especially
things.
Especially her talking about how the mind doesn't stop going, and you got PTSD, and you can't sleep, and do all that. I mean.
Right. So talk a little bit about the care that you guys put into the cultivation of your hemp and the other herbs, and ultimately your finished product at Tricola Farms.
Yeah, so we definitely take a lot of care into, put a lot of care into the way that we produce our products, because of the fact that they're meant to heal. And I truly do believe, you know, some people say it's crazy and, you know, that CBD is CBD, but I truly do believe that when you're making a product that is meant to heal, that is going to people who really need, like, love and, you know, let TLC, but, you know, without the THC is like what we like to provide. You know, it definitely, it matters the intention that is being put into the products. You know, if you see like some of these really big industrial hemp farms and they use a lot of mechanized and industrial processes that basically chop up whole plants in the field, mulch them on the spot, put them through an industrial dryer, and then that's what's becoming your CBD oil.
Right.
Like not only is that a degraded product because you're getting stems mulched up in there, it's losing all terpene content going through that dryer. Not only is that happening, but think about the stress that that plant's going under, right? Like, and that's like really,
it's a living thing.
When we lose the understanding and connection to what the cannabis plant really is, we're like defeating the whole purpose of what we're trying to do here. And that's really the difference between, like, you know, people who are in it because they love it and because they want to help people and they've experienced firsthand the way that these products can help. Like you, Jennifer, like you're doing this for a reason, like your heart and soul is in Cannabama. And it's the same thing for me with Tonic. It was, these products changed my life before they're able to change anybody else.
That's exactly right.
And yeah, so I knew that I wanted my product.
And I think people can feel
the highest quality.
They can feel.
They do. They can. We got to go to a break right now, Brittany. But when we come back, we want to talk more about Tonic CBD, about chill and PTSD. So stay with us, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're talking with Brittany Carbone, CEO and founder of Tonic CBD and co-founder of Tricola Farms and Bardo Labs. We're focusing tonight on Chill Tonic because we are talking about domestic violence and PTSD.
Yep.
Brittany, talk to us a little bit about transparency. I know for me, transparency is a huge thing. A lot of people cannot handle it. But I'm a strong taste, but it's usually because they would like to also be as transparent, and people struggle with their masks. I know so many people. So I sort of, I don't know, I bother certain people's demons. But, you know, being transparent.
Skeletons in the closet.
I mean, being transparent when you're making a product, selling a product, educating on a product that's being used for medicinal reasons is important. So, you know, absolutely. How do you guys stay transparent?
So, I got to say before, as far as the level of care that we put into the products, we grow all of our own hemp on our own farm. Family owned and operated in upstate New York. And so we control that process from beginning to end. Once it leaves Tricola Farms, it goes to our facility, Bardo Labs, which is our extraction facility, which is under the same roof as where we manufacture, bottle, and ship out all of our products. So basically, we never lose sight of the products that are going into your tonic bottle, right? So it goes from our farm to our facility and to you. No middleman, no in between. And for the herbs that we do get from outside sources, they're all traced and tracked with their own certificates of analysis that we do. We do our own, you know, testing on the herbs themselves. We test those extracts. We extract the herbs in-house. So we do everything that we can to make sure that, you know, the quality is there, that, you know, the intention and the integrity of every ingredient is there. And then what we do to prove it to our customers and to allow people like you who are, you know, putting it on their shelves and, you know, trying to help people with it, we make it as foolproof as possible for you to get that information. So what we do is embed what's called an NFC tag on the top of each tonic product.
Yeah,
what
I was just going to mention your cool high-tech tags that are inside the packaging. No one else that I've known that I know of has anything like that. You just tap the top of the container with your phone if you have the app, and it pulls everything up for you. It's really amazing.
Oh, the QR scanner. It's
like the same thing, same kind of technology as like your like tap to pay. You know, so you just, if you have like a newer model iPhone or if you have an Android, you open up your phone, tap your phone to the top of one of our products, and you'll get a full page of our lab reports, information about our farm, information about the product, basically a whole rundown of anything you would want to know about that product. So it's right at your fingertips because, you know, it's even if a product doesn't have all that, right, maybe it has a QR code, which is awesome and which is really allows customers to get that instant access. But,
right. You
know, the reality is we all have a computer in our hands, in our pockets at all times now, right?
Right.
Like, and that's something I think is really important for consumers, like no matter what brand, no matter if it's Tonic or anybody else, like take that extra second before you buy a CBD product and look into it, right? Like, or if you're in a store like Cannabama, ask the owner, ask somebody that works there, like, hey, do you know about the lab reports or do you know like where they source from? Ask those questions, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, you might not have the answer right away, but it should be pretty easy to take out your phone and just look it up real quick, right?
And I think that's the biggest downfall of the CBD industry is people don't do their own research. They don't know.
Well,
and they just like
most shop owners don't know how to read labs.
Exactly. Right.
They don't. I went into a vape shop to buy hemp wraps for my friend because it was closer than going to my store, and they had all these gummies. And I said, you know, you do pretty well with the gummies. And he shows me his bestseller. And it was 4,000 milligrams for $60. And I'm like, first of all, sketched out. Okay, that's not a thing. But it had a QR code on it. So I was like, well, that's ballsy. So
yeah.
I got my phone out.
Must be legit, huh?
And I think that so many people think that if it has a QR code, it must be legit.
Yeah.
And they don't actually check the QR because this was the worst lab tests. They didn't test for any heavy metals. They didn't test for mycotoxins, bacteria, nothing.
Metals can be in gummies?
Yes.
I think we need to know that.
Yes. Cannabis is a bioremediator. It sucks up whatever's in the soil.
Oh.
So if there's heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizer, any kind of chemicals, it will be in that plant. And the more,
that's good to know.
The closer it is to a full spectrum, the less filtered it is, the more of that you're going to get.
Yeah.
And then there's people that white label, you know, I make fun. I'm like, you know, if you were doing real estate 2 weeks ago and now you have a store and everything in your store has your logo on it, okay, Karen, calm down because everybody knows you were selling houses 2 weeks ago. You didn't farm, harvest, extract, and create products and get it all done in 2 weeks. It's probably isolate that came
jump off
in
the
a barrel
like,
from
I'm
China,
here.
You know, and God knows what you're actually getting. And, you know, like I said,
that's scary.
That's why I am just now looking at
don't buy gas
products.
Station CBD.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might be smoking metal.
Well,
not all CBD is created equal. And
right.
Not at all.
It's so important to know when you're really using this to treat something like PTSD and you're, you know, you're already suffering, like you don't want to be wasting your money and wasting your time and wasting your energy on products that don't work. And, you know, at the very least don't work, at the very worst could make you even sicker. You know what I mean? So definitely a little research goes a long way. But it's really, you know, up to us in the industry to kind of set the standard for what it could be, because as we've been talking about, like it can make such a big difference and we're being held up right now by the FDA. And, you know, any time that anybody, any company, you know, is trying to take the easy way out, trying to cash in a quick buck, like, they're hurting all of us at the
end
of the day.
They are. They're hurting the people that they claim to want to help. And I'm so tired of those lines. So tired of it. Because I see, man, sometimes I wonder, where is the FDA? Because they scare the bejesus out of you with regulations and compliance and then you look around and people who don't care.
I feel like they're in a bubble in Area 51 or something.
They're getting away with it.
I promise, because it's like, what world are you in? Because people need this natural healing product. I just don't get it. When Jennifer talks about all the alternative results from it, instead of having to go spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on pharmaceuticals, it's like people literally look at her like a deer caught in headlights, like as if she's speaking another language. And I'm like, it's there. It's being given.
Yeah, we can prove it.
Yeah, right. She has a COA, which easily confuses her because our organization is CAO.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I liked about Tonic initially was that you had the 15 serving size. as well as the 30, mm-hmm. because I had been doing it, you know, sort of from home with a brand that you buy online, which is why I was frustrated and wanted a retail store in the first place. But I was doing single servings, just like or 1 or 2 days worth to let people try it because they just weren't convinced without it. So to be able to have a lesser priced version that they can try for 2 weeks instead of a month, or try for a week instead of 2 weeks, you know, depending on how often they're using the product. That lower price point puts a lot of people at ease, and I've always appreciated that about Tonic.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's really important to us is access.
Yes. Because that's making it as accessible
really
and affordable as possible.
The CBD industry, it's like, you know, you see the like super overpriced product, and like that's being equated with good product, and that's not necessarily the truth. And you know, because this is medicine, I don't believe that it should be a luxury product, you know?
And no, not when we all have the same needs.
That could bite me in the ass, you know what I mean? Maybe I'd be a lot richer right now if it were overpriced, but hey,
right.
I don't feel better about myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can sleep easy at night.
Thank exactly, you so much, yeah. Brittany. We're out of time tonight. I would love to have you back very soon.
We need to bring you here to Mobile.
Yeah, you can find Brittany's products
in
all the Canabama stores. And if you'd like to have a flight kit, email us at info@canabama.com. I want a flight kit. And we're going
to
drive five winners.
We got to pick five.
Of the sample sizes. And thank you so much, Brittany, for
thank
being
you.
Here. And thank you, Nicola and Albert. And we will see you next week.
See y'all next week.
All right. Thank you.